Nobody appreciates you.
Nobody.
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 One of these days. Okay, I'm going to do some sort of hairy stuff, and then I'm going to be light. A matter of forgiveness. On the levee of a rice canal in southern Arkansas in 1952, Ophelia washed her hands of the whole damn business, vowing never to again let herself be drawn into the vortex that was life in a small southern town as Eisenhower began the happy years, unaware that hers was not a world of Molly Goldberg, Amos and Andy, Or even Fibber and Molly. That's hard to say. Or even Fibber and Molly. Standing on the levee, giving herself a big self-indulgent hug around ample midsection, she stared at the silver-red, marbleized 6-inch blade of Henry's hunting knife and thought it to be like Henry, just average and likely to do no great damage normally. But this was not a normal act that she had pulled off in lustful vengeance in hot southern sun. She had the blade deep into Henry's gut before realizing the reason for her action. She loved him too much to let him keep on torturing himself with shame and sorrow for acts committed in a noble effort many miles away and many nightmares ago. Nightmares shared by Ophelia as night sweats engulfed their common bed. Before the war, the joy was boundless, and love carried her through years alone as Paradise Isles became torture fields for Henry to track, pounce, attack, and kill. Torn by a country that cheered him on and an inner self that cried for an end to the unrelenting subjugation of his soul to the ravages of self-deprecation and shame. If only he could have said, "I forgive you," to himself, the wonder of pre-war love would have returned to its glory, with the two pressing forward from satin sheets to passionate goals, rebuilding what had begun in youthful exuberance, a life together with golden dreams instead of the hell that being torn by God and country can sometimes bring. I'm going to read you a series of seasonal haiku, inspired by Issa, Roca, Carora, and others. First, snowflakes blow in, sending Fluffy to screen door, scratching fiercely for entrance. When we last parted, the weeping willow bent low between dock and shore. A lonely peony bloomed in the stark summer darkness of a short, hot night. Fleeting falling stars, bursting cosmic paradise, interstellar fireworks. That precious flower quietly fell, then returned. No, a butterfly. My grandmother's pride, pink, blue, yellow hollyhocks by gray lean-to barn. A joyous lost child explores the dewy pasture, pursuing horseflies. Atop giant redwood, burly lumberjack trims back, more eons assured. This puny straight twig beneath winter's blood-red moon, such a lovely fan. Okay, and this is a ringa, which is like a haiku, but more. Monet's haystacks glisten in the same brilliant sun famed lilies pray to. Bridges shade lush ferns drooping near insects snapping coy. Guests dine enclosed by bright daguerreotype yellow walls with bouquets aglow. Cooling showers lift spirits. Wine is passed around freely. Lilting joyful songs waft over luscious gardens. Cicada join in. Parisian tourists board bus bound for city lights. And I'll end up with, sometimes we all have problems trying to figure out, why the heck can I write anything? This is attempts to overcoming poetry roadblocks. They tell me I'm a poet and that my rhymes are great, but damned if I can show it on time and not be late. My mind goes off on tangents that lead to futile tries. A group of genius agents could not prevent my cries. I even try a haiku short to make my chore so easy. But then, even that I must abort because it makes me queasy. An early morning sonnet might be the best for me. So I get right on it and still can't climb that tree. A joyful limerick might do the trick. I once was a man who could write and put forth some marvelous shtick. But my shtick just got stuck. I have absolutely no luck. Oh my, what a terrible plight. I will keep on trying harder because my friends expect it. I hope to someday be a bard. But then I might be dyslexic. And I'm next introducing the wonderful Smita Ranganathan.